Hey everyone, I'm your host Catherine Balsley and welcome to Chat with Cat. I'm so excited to be speaking with you all again because this is actually the second episode that I'm recording in a single day. I've never done this before because I usually record, edit, and publish my episodes all at once. So it's a pretty lengthy process, and the fact that I'm doing it back to back kind of crazy, but the energy is just right. I have the time today. I'm off today. It's summer. I'm just feeling good. The ideas are flowing. So I was like, why not? And here we are. And I'm really excited about today's topic. This is a topic that's been requested a lot, since I started this podcast. And so this episode is long overdue. It's going to be a little bit of a long one. I can kind of feel it, but I like the long ones. It's more time for us to talk. And I love the energy. But because I did record an episode earlier this morning, there really is no need for extra fluff at the start of this episode. There really are no updates in the last few hours. Nothing new has happened. So I'm just going to get straight into it. I always want to remind you all to take care of yourself while you're listening to this episode, whether that is checking if your body needs some movement, if your body needs some water, if your body needs something to eat, if you need to just chill out for a little bit, rest, whatever your body is asking for in this moment and during this episode, I just want you to take care of it. I just want this to be a good experience. I just want us to hang out for a little bit. And because it might be a little longer, maybe you do want a little snack, I'm a snacker. So yeah, but without further ado, let's get into it. So as you can see by the title of today's episode, we're going to be talking about dating. And when I say dating throughout this episode, I'm really talking about the early stages of dating, not once you're already in a committed relationship. I'm going to be talking all about the process of getting to know somebody and being open to the idea of growing a potential relationship and all that comes with that. And to be quite honest with y'all, this is a topic that I've never covered on this podcast and I rarely touch on. Don't really bring up dating at all because at the start of this podcast, I had a few very traumatic interactions happen that honestly made me put a huge pause on dating. And I was starting to get to the point where I just thought, you know what? I may never date again. I truly wasn't able to see a positive scenario for myself because I was so clouded with the potential for immense pain and hurt. I feel like a lot of people may be able to resonate with how hard it can be to start something new after a traumatic or abusive or really painful relationship. It's nothing in the world is worth feeling that type of pain again. So it's easier to just protect yourself and avoid it all because that way you can ensure you won't get hurt like that ever again. But lately, I'm reminding myself that as scary as it is to experience the highest moments and experiences that come with love, the stuff that makes me feel like I'm floating, I have to be willing to put myself in a position where I am vulnerable. And by being vulnerable, it means I'm exposed to the possibility of pain. And it's scary, it really is, but I'm ready to put myself out there and be open again. And I know that I could definitely live happily single for the rest of my life because there's a lot of community and platonic friendships and there's so much love and things outside of romance. But I know that personally, I would really love a life partner. A part of me actually really wants to create my own family. And so all of that usually begins with dating, and that is what we're discussing today. We're going to touch on all my red and green flags when it comes to dating and a few other values that I believe are really important to hold tight in the process of dating. And I'm hoping you all are going to enjoy this a whole lot. Before we begin, I do want to note that I am going to be gender neutral throughout this because even though my listeners are predominantly women, I recognize that not everyone listening dates men. That would be extremely ignorant of me to assume. But I do want to disclaim that I am coming with a little bit of a bias because I've only been in heterosexual relationships. And as I'm starting to date again, I am coming from a woman's perspective, specifically a woman that likes to thrive in her feminine energy. So usually I'm looking for the person I'm dating to be the initiator, the leader. And I'm also 21. I had very different thoughts at 16 to 18, but I'm still pretty young. So basically, everyone listening may not entirely relate to some of these green and red flags or some of these values that I talk about. Some of these things just may not be an issue for you, and that's okay. You can just take what resonates and leave what doesn't. That's always the goal with all of my episodes. I also feel the need to acknowledge that there's a lot of factors at play when it comes to dating, like your location is at play, your race is at play, your body size is at play, your height, your finances, your schedule. Like nowadays, so much goes into it, and these factors are at play on dating apps, in real life, in bars or clubs or social scenes. And so I just really want to acknowledge that, because for some people, dating is this really fun experience that they talk about and it's like really great, but for others it can be very discouraging and disappointing. And I just want you to know that I get it. Like, I've been in environments where I was the least desirable person because of various factors, and then I moved to other environments where all of a sudden people thought I was really attractive, and it was such a transition for me. So I want to remind you all the importance of remembering abundance. Sometimes we get so caught up in our area and our personal experiences that we forget that we actually live in such a big world with an abundance of people. There are good people out there in many numbers. There are genuine people out there in many numbers. And that's why I think it's important not to settle, especially in the early stages of dating and when you know something's off. And this is the perfect transition. So let's get into my red flags before the actual date. So the first red flag, I feel like this is really, really obvious, but I have to say it, if someone cannot hold a meaningful conversation with you, immediately, no. They should not be texting you, what are you doing, every 30 minutes, especially if they're not even writing it out and they're just doing WYD. And even further than that, they shouldn't be asking you like only generic and very unthoughtful questions, because to me, like, that just gives that they're kind of going through a script that they do all the time, that they just have on deck, and that they're taking no effort to actually individualize the conversation for you and have something come from the conversation that matters. Another red flag to me is, let's say you meet someone either on socials, in real life, through a friend, a dating app, whatever it is. You guys get to talking, everything's going pretty well, feeling pretty comfortable, getting to know each other, but it's starting to become clear that they have no intention of actually making any plans. Like, in my eyes, they're just looking for a pen pal. Like, some people are just looking for people to talk to and text and call, nothing more, nothing less. And that's cool, that's great, but not when it comes to dating. If they're trying to genuinely date and get to know you and they have the ability to see you, they're going to try and make plans to do so. And on the same note, another red flag is if they are making plans to do something, but they have no intention of actually planning something meaningful and thoughtful. So for example, if you're in the DMV, you definitely know, let's say they say link, question mark. Like, I have to laugh. Absolutely not. Let's say they say come over. Like, I'm not saying they need to plan the best day in the world, but they should try and pick up on things you both would enjoy doing together. So maybe that's going to a museum, a restaurant, a picnic, a walk in a movie, ice cream and an activity, maybe like an arcade place or mini golf. I mean, honestly, I haven't been on many dates, but they should actually be putting forth some effort, some intention, some thoughtfulness, and they shouldn't just be leaving you to plan everything. Like, no. If they ask you, they should try and plan something nice, and maybe they check in to see if you like the idea. But overall, they're taking that initiative and really putting forth the effort. A person just asking you to link or come over usually isn't looking for anything serious, and that's okay. Like, I'm really not here to shame those people, you know, whatever floats their boat. But if you are dating with the intention of genuinely getting to know someone with the possibility of a relationship, that really isn't how your interactions with them should begin. Another red flag is the platforms they use to communicate with you, as well as the time they communicate with you and the time periods between their communication. So basically, this is a 3-in-1 red flag. To begin, first and foremost, if you are above the age of, honestly, I would say 21, an individual that asks for your Snapchat as the main form of communication, Absolutely not. Like, I hate to say it, y'all, but just trust me on this. Usually, that's all you really need to know, because Snapchat is an app where things disappear. And in my eyes, it's usually a platform people use to be sneaky. Like, I've seen it through personal experiences. And I just think that if someone's really serious and they're really intentional, they're usually going to ask for your number. If someone is only reaching out to talk with you at nighttime, immediately no. Like, I understand people have busy work schedules, I get it, but I just don't believe people have good intentions if the only time they remember to text and communicate with you is late at night. The evening is a little bit different, like, you know, 6, 7, okay, they just finished the day, but midnight, 1 in the morning, no. It's just a no for me. And if they can't maintain consistent communication with you, and I don't mean every few minutes, like I don't mean suffocating you, no, but at least checking in with you once a day, like to me, that's the bare minimum. And like I've said before, some people genuinely lack that capacity, because at one point I lacked the capacity to communicate with people on a regular basis. But I also at that time recognized that that meant I shouldn't be actively dating because someone else really didn't deserve my inconsistent efforts. I think my second to last red flag before the actual date is definitely when it comes to social media. So if they do have social media, and honestly, some people may not agree with me on this, so it may just be me, but I'm gonna stand on it either way. If they only follow people who do not look like you, absolutely not. Like, I'm not trying to be their exception to the rule. I really just can't get down with it. I don't want to enter romantic interactions questioning my appearance or having doubts, insecurities, and things like that. I don't want to feel that way. And that, you know, might be past experiences really like affecting that feeling. And like, I feel like that is just like common among many Black women, especially dark-skinned Black women. But I do think this is really important. And I think that it's truly is kind of a red flag, because usually there is a specific reason of why they're like allowing you to be their exception. And for me, it's like physical things change. You know what I'm saying? Like, I could go bald tomorrow. So if it's like hair, or if it's like something about my body, things that can change, I don't want it, because it's very conditional. And that's just not me. My last red flag before the actual date has to do with values. And to be quite honest, I think you can save yourself time by asking a person about your non-negotiable values before the actual date. And honestly, those values are different for everyone. For me, it's homophobia, sexism, colorism, xenophobia, extreme ignorance, sexual assault, racism, transphobia. Like, that's just really the start of the list. But I'm at a point in my life where it doesn't make sense for me to date someone who doesn't align with my non-negotiable values. In high school, I remember my boyfriend at the time made a few homophobic statements. And at that age, I kind of thought it was normal because all of the guys around me were very homophobic. It was a very small high school. And as I'm getting older, I'm like, actually, that's not normal in guys, and that's actually not okay. And for me to be an ally with a community, that means that I have to choose to date someone that is also an ally. And I firmly believe that. So for me, it's definitely a red flag if off the bat, we're already not aligning with my non-negotiable values. And I just feel like that's a really, really, really important red flag. Okay, so now let's move on to actual red flags during the date. So the first red flag is love bombing. On a first date, they really shouldn't be jumping to the extremes like marriage, kids, living together. They really shouldn't be suffocating you with endless reasons why they like you. Because usually, I hate to say it, like if you've just met them, they just sat down with you, it's ingenuine, and they're doing it as a manipulation tactic, and usually it's a sign of someone who is either a narcissist, abusive, or codependent, or honestly, a mixture of all three. And you just need to stay away from that. That's just a huge, huge red flag, and it happened to me once, and I just remember thinking, that was weird. Like, I didn't understand the concept of love bombing. No one had ever brought that up to me. No one had ever said that. But I remember leaving feeling very unsettled because I was like, what was that about? The next red flag is if they dominate the conversation. So they don't ask any questions about you. They don't try to get to know you. Immediately, no. Like, I feel like this needs no further explanation. A lot of times, people will go on dates and start to date solely for the reason that they're trying to create space for people to listen to them on and on and on. Like, they just love to hear themselves talk. And that's just no. Another really huge red flag is if they don't see you as a person and instead they see you as a benefit to them and them only. So usually that kind of ties into the last red flag. Like, they're not conversing with you in a way that is catered to you whatsoever. They are conversing with you in a way that answers all the questions they have surrounding what benefits themselves. Basically, it's almost seeing you as an object. And it's like when you go into a store and you ask a salesperson all there is to know about the object, but you're never once thinking about the object's needs. You know what I mean? Like, that might not be the best metaphor, but it really is a huge red flag that you should be mindful of. The next red flag on a date is if they're only complimenting your body and they're pressuring you to do things that you don't want to do. Like, absolutely not. They've shown you all you need to see, and it can be little things that they're pressuring you to do. But the fact that they are unable to take no or your uneasiness or your hesitancy as an answer is incredibly problematic. And the fact that the only thing they can compliment is one aspect of your physical appearance is also problematic. The last red flag for a date to me is if they do not make sure you get home safe. So if they don't text you afterwards to make sure, if they're dropping you off and they don't wait for you to get inside, better yet, walk you to your door, if they don't do anything of the sorts, immediately no, because how are you trying to date me but you're not ensuring that I made it in the house okay? Like, in this world, no, 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 and no. So now we're going to move on to green flags, which is a little bit more positive. So when someone takes the effort of getting to know you, understanding what you like, and planning a date accordingly, someone that when they are communicating with you, it is intentional, it is meaningful, it is thoughtful, like you actually end every interaction feeling like, wow, that conversation was so great, it was intriguing, it was interesting, and you actually feel value from having the conversation, like it didn't feel pointless, and you can tell they care and that they're prioritizing your interactions accordingly, like their words and actions are aligning. Someone that is able to see you as a person, as an individual, and all that comes with it. So say you're a Black woman, they seek to understand all that entails. They seek to understand your experiences. They seek to understand what that means to you. They seek to know you, your background, your family, your passions, your goals. Like, they see you and they want to learn more about you, not for what or how it will benefit them. Another green flag is someone who supports various things you bring into the conversation. So if you're looking to date someone, which could lead to a long-term relationship, someone who is talking life into everything you bring up and takes interest in what you're passionate about, that is so, so important. Someone who is effectively and efficiently listening to you, not talking over you, giving you space to speak, and giving you the proper presence and attention throughout conversation. Someone who isn't bringing up sex and sexual things early on. I mean, this may just be personal preference, but I found that when they are, usually that is their sole intention and nothing more, nothing less. So someone that is able to really spend time with me for long periods of time without that at the forefront of their mind, that's really, really important to me. Someone who can communicate consistently. They're letting you know what their schedule is going to be like. If you may not hear from them for a while, they're checking in on you and how your day is going, letting you know about their day, just genuinely valuing being around you and speaking to you. I think that's so important. Someone that complements your mind and other characteristics of your personality and your being. That's so important. It also shows that they're attentive. Like, I really don't want someone that just cannot compliment anything about me that's not physical, because do you even like me as a person? Are you even seeing me as a person? Do you even understand my personality? Is there anything else about me that you like? And I just think, I just truly believe those compliments lead to more meaningful interactions, connections, which can then lead to a more meaningful dating experience, which can then lead to possibly a more meaningful relationship. I also want to add two really important values that I'm striving to hold close while I'm dating, and I want to share with you all. So the first is that I want to make sure that I value individuality over codependency. I've said it before, but I'm definitely the type of person who likes to fixate on things. If you follow me on Instagram, you probably notice, or even TikTok, I fixate on foods, habits, places, songs, shows. Like, once I like it, I really, really, really like it, and for a long time. And the issue can be is that this also applies to people as well. And so because of that, I can get really lost in another person very quickly because I start to care so much. I'm so invested, but it really doesn't leave room for me and the relationship that I have with myself and my life and my interests and my friends and so on. And so something that I'm making sure to do is remember how important my individuality is while dating someone. They are not my whole life. They are an addition to my life, a wonderful addition, yes, but they cannot be the only thing I think about all day, every day. And I will definitely be doing an episode all about how to implement this and just going into that a little deeper. But the next important aspect for me is that I want to make sure that I date someone that is able to give me the space to safely and openly express my feminine energy. I found that when I date people that are manipulating me, hurting me, confusing me, honestly, like tormenting me and bringing me no peace whatsoever, there is no space for my feminine energy to thrive. I turn into a completely different me, very guarded, very aggressive. Like, I genuinely don't enjoy being in that energy. I want to be affectionate. I want to be kind. I want to be soft. I want to feel safe enough to do so. So to me, it's important to prioritize that. It's important to seek that. And it's important to reflect on how I feel after various interactions and if I feel like that took place or not. There was one green flag that I forgot to mention, and like while I keep talking, it's coming to my mind. So a really huge green flag, when I was talking about someone that's really like thoughtful and really trying to get to know you and seeing you as a person, a part of that is trying to understand your love languages. Because again, I think someone that's like dating often and dating a lot and it's just like their thing and they're just kind of using this like basic script and just like works among everyone isn't individualizing things. So they're not really trying to get to know what your particular love languages are and what really makes you feel appreciated and valued and really makes you feel seen and heard and gives you that space. Like, someone that really looks to learn that about you is very important, because someone could give you all the gifts like on every date and that really doesn't mean that much to you, and you really want something else. Like, you really want words of affirmation, or you really want quality time. Like, it really just depends. But I hope you guys get what I'm getting at. A person that's just really seeking to understand how you are loved in the best way, or how you're able to feel loved, if that makes sense. And like, it might be early on like the first date to be doing all that, but like as a few dates go along, like even before you're in a committed relationship, I think that that's very normal and something that should really be discussed and prioritized. So as I begin to conclude, I do want to note that I know I just barely touched the surface on this topic. Like, I really just grab the really obvious green and red flags to me and really obvious things that when this topic comes to mind, that's what I think. And again, I don't have much recent experience about this. A lot of what I'm like drawing from is like before I turn 20. And so maybe things are different. Like, maybe you guys are gonna be like, Kat, you're kind of outdated with what you're saying. But I still believe that my younger listeners or people that, you know, maybe you don't have these conversations, I still think everything I said is really beneficial. And I still do kind of think that they are in alignment with like being a red or green flag. And I just wanted to give the advice to people that, I don't know, maybe need this reminder, never heard about it. Maybe you're just getting into dating. Maybe you're dating someone and you needed someone to say that it was a red flag. You kind of knew it, but you needed that like extra gentle push. I mean, I'm just really just touching the surface. There's a lot more that I want to discuss about this, but I just kind of want to get a little more experience under my belt. That's kind of why I stray away from these topics when it comes to this podcast. Well, honestly, I don't want this podcast to fixate on like love and like dating and like honestly men, because I think there are a lot of podcasts about that, and I want this podcast to cover like all of wellness, but I recognize that this is a part of wellness and this is a really great topic to cover on this podcast. It's just, again, like I keep telling y'all, I don't have that much experience, okay? So as I grow and I get older and I mature, I will continue to share what I learned. I am going on one of my first dates in literally 2 years this weekend. Now, if it goes whatever, I will just definitely talk about that. Like, there's a lot that I can draw from. But for now, this is what came to mind. And so I hope that you all are still able to take something from this. I hope that it was still able to be beneficial. I, of course, just want to continue conversations. This is just a space of conversations. And I just love when you all ask me about different topics that you want to hear. I love hearing your input. And this is just a common theme, a very, very common theme. And another thing that I rarely talked about on this podcast that I just lightly touched on today was like sex and sexual things. Honestly, I'm not even one to think like that's taboo. I know I have like really a mix of ages. I never really knew, you know, when or how I was going to like talk about it. But another thing is I actually haven't had sex. So that is why I never really talk about it on this podcast. But again, as I grow, as things happen, I will definitely discuss more, because I do think that when I do have a space of majority women, I think those conversations are important. I think it's important not to have things like taboo. I really just do think it's important to create safe spaces to talk about them, because that helps prevent, well, we hope, different events and just a whole lot of things. So I want to have those conversations. I just really just want this to be an open space. But before I just keep on rambling, I really, really enjoyed recording this podcast. It was kind of fun. It kind of felt like a little bit of different tone. It was kind of, I don't know, it was kind of nice. And I really hope that you all enjoyed listening. I really hope that you all enjoyed two episodes in one day if you're listening to them both. I really hope that you all are just continuing to enjoy this space. And I kind of got on my soapbox in the last episode, but I do appreciate you all always. I appreciate all the unconditional love, the DMs, the stories, the comments, the reviews, everything. I am so appreciative from the bottom of my heart. You all always deserve the world. And I just want to keep having these conversations. And I just, again, hope this benefited you. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. I will see you in next week's episode. There's so much to talk about. I will see you soon.